Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. This is a show that I was guided to create so that people would have a place to ask questions about their lives, ask the questions that their own brains have not been able to figure out. When you ask a question on this show, the answer that I give you comes from your guidance, your team, the divine beings who love you, truly, truly love you, and want only what is for your highest good. And these are the wonderful divine beings that I have been working with for years now and learning to accept, because we are taught as humans that we cannot communicate directly with God. That's part of the dogma that we get taught. And so I've overcome that belief and let it go. And now I know that I truly am connected with these beautiful divine beings. And they really are answering my questions. And they really will answer yours. If you want to learn more about me and what I do, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots and lots of information there. Feel free to just read it all. And there's information that you can start using to change your life right now, because that is what is most important. The most important person in your life is you. And you should be free to evolve, to become who you truly are, to tap into your heart, your essence, and your truth. Okay, so the show works like this. You call in, you ask a question, I give you the answer. And sometimes that means that we do work on releasing old beliefs that you've been hanging on to that are holding you back. And sometimes it means that you get a message just for you from a divine being, an angel, an archangel, a goddess, a god, whomever it is that wants to talk to you. Sometimes it's a member of your family who has passed on. So there really is no limit to what's possible. And that's part of what we are accepting about life. I know it's part of what I'm accepting about my life. And this is meant to be a resource for you so that you don't have to do it alone, because you don't, because you're never alone. So you might as well start utilizing the beautiful team that you have. Each of us has one. And the members of this team are there and they are dedicated to you and they love you and they want to assist you in whatever way is possible. And they do not want to control you. They do not want to take over your life. They actually want you to start accepting yourself. So if you have a question, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I've also opened the chat room. So if you're on the computer and you want to listen that way, you can get into the chat room and you can actually type in questions there. And I will eventually see them. I say that because when I am doing the work that I do most of the time, my eyes are closed. But I do open them and check and make sure that no one's written me a message. So feel free to use the chat room to ask questions as well. And if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1. That lets me know that you want to talk. If you don't press the number 1, then that means you just want to listen. And I am fine with you just listening. But if you've gone through the trouble of calling in, why not ask the questions that are on your mind? That is what this show is about. And that is why you are here. Stop waiting and start taking the actions that you are inspired to take so that you can get the answers that you are looking for in your own life. Okay, that is all that I was supposed to say, I believe. Yes, it is. Okay, then we will go to our callers, and our first caller is one of my favorite numbers, and those of you who listen to the show already know what it is, 111111111, because I just love the number 11, and so all of those ones are just, they're wonderful. Okay, let's see who this is. Hi, who is this?
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
I too. I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the beautiful day. It was cool. It's kind of cold inside my house today, this morning, and yesterday morning, and blah, 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 blah. But I opened the door, and I'm standing outside. It's so beautiful. I'm so grateful I opened a door that was waiting to be opened, you know? That's how I am.
Basking. That's good. Wonderful. So,
yes.
What shall we experience today?
My future self, my ba and my ka, my future self, and that's BAKA. My ba and ka, my future self.
Ooh, okay. All right, hold on, I'm hooking something up. No, they're saying hook up something else. Hold on, I'm hooking up something else.
I'm holding on, I'm here.
Good. I'm glad you are patient. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm ready. Okay. Let's see who's coming in. I know who you asked for, but I'm checking to see if that's who's coming in or if someone else is coming in. Oh, well, Divine Mother is stepping forward.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she wants to speak to you first.
Well, be my guest. Thank you for coming, Divine Mother. be our guest.
Hard to argue with Divine Mother. Okay, here's what she wants to say. Oh, boy, her energy. All right, I'm sitting up straight now. We are opening you up to you. Take a deep breath and feel your expansion as you are filling in your space. We say this because we are taking you beyond human. We are taking you further beyond human than you may have ever been. It is time for you to expand out. To become greater than just that beautiful physical body you occupy. When we speak of becoming more, we are not talking about giving up being human. You understand that, we know. But we want to make sure that everyone else understands that as well. It is not a matter of stopping your humanity. It is a matter of embracing your eternity. You are an eternal being. So this human phase that you are in is just a part of that eternity. It is not the whole. It is not all. We understand that many people have been taught that you have one life and one life only, and you have to get it right. And if you get it wrong, then you will suffer for all eternity, which frankly makes absolute no sense to us. But if people choose to believe that, that is their choice. The truth is that you have as many lives as you choose to live, because a life is simply a temporary decision to become physical. And you can become physical on any number of worlds, in any number of dimensions and universes, and your choices are unlimited. And we want you to just take a nice deep breath. As we are adjusting your energy, as we speak with you, this is about truth. And you have been taught many things in this lifetime and in many others. And some people remember from previous lives and some don't. And it really doesn't matter. The truth is, you are eternal. The truth is that the Creator, whatever name you use for the Creator, God, Goddess, Source, Allah, Buddha, it doesn't matter what name you use, that energy is always within you. That energy is you. And so there is no separation. And there's no need to think of yourself as separate from God, the Creator, the Source, because it's impossible for you to separate yourself. It's just not possible to do it. Now, this does not diminish your individuality, because you are living in a setup that was designed so that you could be an individual while still being all. Most people have a difficult time understanding this, and that's absolutely fine, because you don't need to understand it. You are living it. Allow yourself to accept it, even if your brain says it makes no sense. Allow yourself to accept it. This opens you up to being the more that you are. And take another nice deep breath. And we are again clearing your energy and the energy of everyone else who is listening, who is choosing to be a part of this moment. We do not play favorites. When we are clearing one being, we are clearing every being that is willing to be cleared. So do not think that you are being ignored simply because we are speaking with Queen. We do not ignore you. We love you. You are us. We are you. There is no separation. So let go. Let go. Let go. And letting go does not diminish you. It does not make you less. It gives you the freedom to expand. It allows you to be more. It gives you the space to just be you. So do not hesitate to let go. Do not think that it will make your life less, because it will not. Let go. Let go. And don't be afraid to let go of anything and everything. Just let go. Let go. There. We hope that you can feel the difference now in your own energy. You are more expansive than you have ever been. Allow yourself to just be, and you will find everything that you are looking for is already there for you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Thank you. I love you back.
Oh, I feel like I'm just floating in this huge space now.
Beautiful. That surpasses understanding.
Yes. So she brought you to this space so that you can just it's like she wants you to tap in to everything, to all. It's bringing you to a different level of connecting with your own heart in a way, and seeing things that you've never seen before, and being the truth of who you are. And so she wants you to just be in this energy. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think anything. Just be. It's interesting. It's like everything is just totally clear. so that you don't have to think, you don't have to do. You're just being. And there shouldn't be any expectations and there are no obligations. Just be. You're going to have to start calling in at the end of the show, you know. You get me into the show.
I can work on that. I can definitely work on that. And the heart vibration before you said that, a little further back, I could feel the sun piercing, entering my heart, the rays of the sun. There was no surprise that the heart was spoken of. Yes, I'm so glad I came through the door of my home temple and that I came through the door of your sacred space as well. Divinely anointed, appointed one, and your sacred space, Divine Mother. Doors open. Mm-hmm. Entering in them.
Okay, she is telling me that something new is coming to you right now while we're speaking. So just be. And that's the only thing you need to do is just be. All right, I think I'm finished talking to you.
Okay. What can I say? What can I say? That sounds like a namaste. Greeting is a
yeah.
Is in order. Beautiful. Blessings. Thank you.
Okay. You're going to have to, you know, call me later and tell me what came. She's not going to tell me because she says you can tell me if you want to. So if you decide you want to.
I will let you know when I know.
Okay.
I am clearer. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
For sharing your grace.
Oh, this energy is just, I just want to do nothing and just be, like she said. Okay.
Well,
I'm going to do that after the show. And you can still call at the beginning.
Well,
that's fine.
I'll take that to heart that you said that, though, and, you know, I can make adjustments.
It's just that I never know when they're going to end.
Well, I have to feel the vibe. I hear you on that note, but I have yet to call in, and you weren't there when you were there, so when I have called in late.
That's
so with
true.
That, I'll trust my... Trust my guidance.
Okay,
and
great.
And honor your request to the best of my ability. Until then, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. And enjoy being.
I am.
Good. Okay, we are going to move to our next caller. Oh, but first I want to say to Spirit Inform, good morning. Oh, and she said good morning to you too, Queen, and I know I've muted you and you're saying good morning back. Yeah, okay. I could just feel all of these exchanges of energy. All right, we are going to our caller from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara, it's Kat. How are you?
I am doing great, Kat. How are you?
Good, good, thank God. Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true. That is this week. No, next week. Oh, well,
yeah,
it's sometime soon. I know that.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is going on in your life?
I have a project going on that I thought I had finished, but I'm thinking of extending it. And this lady who was also working on it was thinking, yes, that's a good idea. Do extend it, and I'll help you. So I was just wondering what you might pick up around that.
Well, it's interesting because when I first asked that question, the answer that I got from your team is freedom.
Ooh.
And I don't know if that has to do, no, that doesn't, it's not necessarily having to do with the project. It's about your life. It's about you having the freedom to be you. You've never really given yourself permission to have complete freedom.
I could see where you say that.
Yeah, there's a lot of cluttering energy that keeps you from being free. All right, let's see what they want to do about that. I don't know if we're going to have any impact on the project or not. They're saying you are more important than the project. And so they're going to work with you. And
okay.
Don't take it as they are disregarding your project. They are just working on what is most important, and that is you.
Thank you.
Okay. So if you're in a place where you can just sit back and close your eyes and listen, then do that. Okay, and it's Divine Mother who is still with us, and she's going to be working on you. And so while she is speaking to you, she is also clearing you and anyone else who is listening and is willing to be cleared. Okay, here she is. You set up this life in a way that allowed you to learn about love, to learn about love of yourself. And so you created, most people would call them obstacles, but they were actually just opportunities for you to steal what it's like not to be loved. So you could decide to be loved. It was all a matter of you wanting to remember, to re-experience the beauty of love. And that is something that many people work to do in their lifetimes because it renews that beautiful energy. It gets you out of the energy so that you can come back into the energy. That's what it's all about. And so we are opening your heart right now, in this moment, to unconditional love of yourself and of your life. And you have some old beliefs that were concerning health and abundance and relationships, past needing to have those kinds of experiences. We're bringing you back into the complete flow of love. We are giving you the freedom to simply be who you really are and to accept yourself completely, releasing all judgment, all fears, all needs to protect yourself from others. This is coming back into the knowing of you are one with the Creator. And you are deserving everything you desire. No exceptions, no conditions. Just completely accepting. And just breathe deeply. And let go. And you see that there is an area where you have a lot of beliefs that you got from your parents. And while they did this with the very best of intentions, most of those beliefs are not true. And we're sweeping them away. And you may find yourself actually loving your parents more than you ever loved them before. Because these beliefs actually got in the way of your own love. So just breathe deeply and let go. There's no need to be afraid. We're not creating any problems in your life. We're opening you up to the opportunities that you've never been able to see because of the obstacles. So just breathe and let go. We do this because we love you. We do this because you deserve it. We do this because you are worthy. We do this because you are us and we are you. And just breathe and allow. Breathe and allow. And it is so. You may want to spend some time just being. As we told Queen, just be. Don't do it. Just be. And just let go. Your life is changing. So just like you are loved, you are loved. You are so very, very loved. Ooh, okay, that's what she wanted to share with you.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Well, between you and Queen, I don't want to do anything now.
Oh, God bless you. That's amazing. Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. And just be in her energy. And if you want to go into a meditation and talk to her, she's more than happy to talk to you.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
That's truly amazing.
All right. And she says you are so much more than just that project. So she wants you to think bigger.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So just be now. And you may want to drink some water. One of us needs water. Yeah. Maybe I'll drink some too.
Yeah. Cheers.
Okay, I drank some water. You need to drink some too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, Kat, and let me know how it goes.
You, I will. Much love and many blessings. God bless you. Thank you.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay. All this energy is just... Something just floating. Floating, floating. All right, we are going to go to the next caller from area code 951. Hello.
Hello, Barbara. It's Nathaniel. Hi.
Hello, Nathaniel. Okay. Did you have a question? And it'll probably be Divine Mother and... Yeah, did you have a question?
Really?
Okay. All right, so Divine Mother wants to work with you now, too. So just sit back, relax, close your eyes, and just listen and allow her energy to flow through you. Okay, there she is. It's time. You have spent so much of your life thinking that you are not important. You are not deserving. It's time to let all of that go. And we are moving through you now and clearing out those false beliefs about yourself. Like so many others, you wanted to experience love, pure, unconditional love. And so you chose a life and a family that would be the opposite of that, so that you could make your way back to love. And you are back. So we are disconnecting you from all of those old beliefs, releasing you from all of the trauma that you have endured. And we want you to just breathe deeply and let go as we clear it from you. Let go of the thoughts coming up. Let go of any need to hang on. Let go of any fear of letting go. Let go as we are bringing you back into alignment with love, back into alignment with the truth of who you really are. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to think anything. Just breathe and let go. And allow yourself to just be in the energy. And if any problems are coming into your mind, let them go as well. Part of the transition that is happening on this world is people are coming back to love, to the inner truth, to knowing they are connected with the Creator and with all. And that is what we are doing with you right now in this moment. We are opening your heart to your connection. We are clearing you of the energies that you no longer need. We are bringing you back to that unconditional love is you. We want you to just stay in this energy for as long as you can. Just stay in the energy. Don't do anything. Don't think anything. Just be. Go anything that comes up for you. Even if it seems to be something positive, let it go. You can never do any harm by letting go. It brings you more freedom. Brings you more love. It brings you more of who you truly are. Let go, Nathaniel. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Right, super, thank you.
You are welcome, and just spend some time doing absolutely nothing. That's the best thing that you can do for yourself.
Well, she would be able to take care of that. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And I will talk to you the next time I talk to you, and you can tell me what's changed.
It feels kind of good so far.
Yeah, it does. Oh, I love it. Okay. I'm going to move on to the next call. Thanks, Nathaniel. Bye-bye. Okay. At this rate, I am going to be comatose by the time this show is over. I am moving to the caller from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What can I do for you?
Yes. I was calling concerning an employment question.
Okay.
I'm waiting to hear from a huge software company for a position I interviewed for global controller FP&A position. Do you see me getting it?
Okay, let me see what they're going to show me. Okay, I do actually see you getting this position, but in order for that to happen, you have a few old beliefs about being worthy, about being good enough, and that kind of garbage that you really just need to let go of. Because when you let go of all of that, then you open to flowing into this position and having it become, it's like it grows and you become even more than you imagined. That's the way it feels. That's what they're showing me. So what are you afraid of?
Afraid because I haven't heard from them. Afraid because I've been unemployed for a long time. So I think it's my time now, believe it or not. So you kind of hit on that. I think it's going to happen. I feel good about it. But their timeline that they had told me that they would hire, it's beyond that. So I'm just like antsy now. It's like, what's going on? What's the delay? Last time I checked, it was still open unless they just didn't close it on the site. So those are kind of my reservations. But kind of contradicting myself. It's time for all the energies to shift my way. So I know what you mean, and I have accepted that because I've had a pity party for a while, on and off, pity party, then you go back to good, pity party, and now I'm in this space where it's like, it's your time.
Yeah, it is your time. Okay, so Divine Mother is with us. She's been with everybody on the show, and she wants to help you to let go of all of that crappy stuff that you're hanging on to. So are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So just sit back, relax, close your eyes, and listen to her words. And she's going to be clearing you while she talks. You do have the understanding that you have reached that time in your life where you are ready to have your desires come true. You do still have a few old beliefs hanging about that would keep that from happening. And you recognize that it's time to let them go. So we want you to take a deep breath and just let go. Just let go of anything that comes into your mind. Let it go. You want to imagine that it's inside of a balloon and it's floating off into the horizon. That's a wonderful way of letting go. Just let go of whatever is coming up. Because we are sweeping these old beliefs out of you. And this may make you more aware of them. Do not focus on them. Simply breathe deeply and let them go and float away. They have no more use in your life. And we are bringing you into a state of peace. State where you are totally at ease with yourself, with your life, with your new job, with everything. We are bringing you into alignment with the good in you. So let go of anything and everything that you are thinking. You don't need to think right now. We want you to just be. Let us do all of the work. And you just be. This is your time. Your time to fully accept yourself. To fully love yourself. And to allow yourself to embrace your amazing abilities. So just breathe deeply and let go. Let go of the anxiety. Let go of the obstacles. Let go of the old beliefs which have never been true. Just let go. We are filling you with unconditional love and acceptance of yourself. And we feel your heart expanding in that beautiful way that allows more love into your life, to every aspect of your existence. Just breathe deeply. We will continue to work on you for a while. So just relax. Just allow. Just let go. You are love. Your life is changing. And you deserve it. You are love. You are so loved. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Okay. One follow-up. Do you see any timing around when they'll contact me?
Oh, they're usually horrible about telling me time. Let's see what they're saying. She's saying the timing is not important. Don't focus on that. Because if you focus on that, then you start worrying. Let that go. Just stay in the knowing that it is happening and it is going to happen exactly when it needs to happen. And there's nothing for you to worry about.
That is so true, though, because if you do, I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at how correct that was. Because if you would have gave me timing and then it comes and it doesn't happen, then I get all anxiety and up.
Right.
Exactly. I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at you. So don't.
Oh, no,
I'm laughing
I know
at myself
not.
Because you were so right. I'm so sorry. That just gives confirmation that I don't
no,
need it.
No, you don't need to apologize. I understand the laughter. And that's actually part of the letting go, too. So feel free. Laugh. Cry. Whatever it is that needs to come out.
Thank you so much. Because I'm just like, I didn't want to appear ungrateful. But actually, the laughter gives me a warm and fuzzy, all's going to be well. Oh my God, if you could just see me over here, I almost is about to cry a little bit. I'm watered up and I feel so light all of a sudden just from me starting to laugh about my question that I'm like, okay, that was a dumb question because you know it's coming and you know, you don't need to know the time. You just know it's coming. So it must be really coming because when I get that way, I slightly know things. I feel good. Let me say that. I feel good. And what's your name? Because I didn't hear the first part of the show, but I'll go back and replay it. What's your name?
My name is Barbara Grace Reynolds.
Okay, I thought that's what you sound so different. I've called into your show a long time ago, but that's so weird. You sound very different today, and I don't know why. That's why I was like, okay, did I call into a different show? I apologize.
No, I sound different because Divine Mother is flowing through me, and so some of her is coming through my voice as well as me. You're right. I don't sound like me right now. But that's okay.
No, that's okay, too. I'm very slightly intuitive a little bit, and it's so bizarre. It's like, I think I called into that show. I was like, I think I've spoke on this show before a long, long time ago. I was like, but that doesn't sound like the person that I remember. I'm like, well, maybe you're wrong, or it's a guest show. So that's why I was like, what's your name? And I was going to go do the replay anyway of the whole show. So thank you for confirming everything for me. That's all I can say.
You're welcome. And Divine Mother is saying that you need to stop saying that you are just a little intuitive. You are actually deeply intuitive. You know so often, but you ignore what you know. Start accepting and trusting your intuition because it is one of your gifts. So open up to it.
I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. Of like with this position, it's never told me no, and other positions that I thought I was going to get, it turns from yes, and then it goes to a solid no for me, and I go, okay, really, and then it ends up no. This position has never
popped in my head that it's a no at all. So I'm trying to get better with my intuitiveness, I guess, but it only is for me. And that's what I tell people, because it's like I just get stuff. And if I get stuff and it's about somebody, I tell them whatever, but it's just really confirmation. Like for me, I'm helping this person try and get some things done. And I did get confirmation about them today that it's like, yes, the unemployment will go through. So it's just I get little things at the weirdest moments. I'm not asking for it. I'm not looking for it. It's just, and then when I get it, like with me helping the person with unemployment, I got the confirmation earlier today, and I immediately replied back, thank you, Lord, for confirmation. Appreciate it. So I acknowledge when I get something now, as opposed to, huh, really? What are you saying to me? So I'm trying.
Okay, well, she is going to work on that aspect of you as well, because you, I'm trying to figure out how to put it into words. You have a very deep level of intuition, of your connection. And if you are open to it, you will find yourself receiving more and more of the knowing, of the answers. Even before you ask the question, you will know what the answer is. So that is what you are moving toward. So be open to allowing that. That is one of your gifts. Let it develop.
Oh, I really want it to, and I really will try. And I'm more than open at this point. For whatever reason, it's like the energy from me, the heaviness of all the doom and gloom in the last maybe month have just all lifted from me. It's like I'm happier, I'm lighter, et cetera, and I'm still in the same position, but it's just like a whole different shift almost. And I
yeah.
see it, I feel it. And when I see it and feel it, I know all's going to be well now. When I personally get to that point, all's going to be well.
Good. Good. That's good. Yeah, because everything that's been going on and all of the chaos and all of the negativity, it's all been to make things better, not because things are getting worse. And most people don't accept that. They're not willing to see that. So it's wonderful that you are feeling that, because that is the truth. There is nothing to worry about. There never was.
In hindsight, looking back, you're absolutely right. When the storm was beyond the storm, it was hard, but I just kept fighting. But looking back, I'm like, everything had to happen the exact way it had to happen to get me where I'm at.
Yeah.
I totally 100% believe that. So it happened. You know what I mean? And I always tell people
mm-hmm.
my journey, and I've had rough journeys, that when I look back, it's made me stronger.
Yeah.
And I had to do the journey for whatever reason, but it's always made me stronger, wiser, smarter, etc.
Exactly. And now
so,
you get to just let it all go and just be in this energy from Divine Mother and just let her help you to let it go.
Thank you so much. I feel so much better, and 2021 will be the beginning of new.
Actually, when you said 2021, I saw all of these fireworks going off. So, yeah, it seems like it's going to be amazing.
I appreciate that. I will keep you posted. I'm so glad. I was just like, I haven't called into shows in a long, long time. So I think this was meant to be too. And I'm such a voice person. I was like, I think I've spoke to this person before, but I was just like, they don't sound, I'm very good with voices. I'm horrible with names, but I'm very good with voices. So I'm so glad you confirmed. Because I was just like, I just must be crazy over here today. Because I'm just like, no, but thank you. So anything else you see around me or anything before you go on?
Oh, she's asking a question. Her question is, are you ready for love?
Oh, that's very interesting. Yes, and I did actually just meet somebody on the 24th that I wasn't even expecting, and we're slowly talking. So, and keep in mind, I haven't dated in a long time. Didn't want to date, didn't care to date. I was out of the game, etc. I have no idea. I call it, it was meant to be. So I'm real nervous about it. So I'm taking very baby steps. So what
okay.
did she say, or what do you think?
She's saying, relax. Let this be fun. You are just reintroducing yourself to a relationship. And this person has come along to help you with that. They probably will not be the one you end up with, but they will help you to gain the freedom to just have fun. So enjoy it. No matter which way it goes, no matter what happens, just enjoy. You are learning to enjoy life. And you deserve it. So just be in the moment and, you know, let go of any expectations. Okay, I don't know if you read a lot of fairy tales when you were a kid, because I'm seeing a princess in a tower and being rescued and all this kind of stuff. So if you're thinking that, please let it go.
No, I'm not that person at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm just cautious. There's good things. And there's bad things that, so you're right. I'm not sure which way it'll go. I just have no expectations at this point. It's just
good.
Just
that's
let it
exactly
be.
Exactly where you should be. Because he's
just,
here to help you see you. So that's what it's all about. Just you seeing you.
But is he interested? It's like he goes hot and cold on me. And that's why I was just like, I have to back off. I just, nope, I'm in the moment. So do you see why he's hot and cold?
Well, this is part of his learning experience as well. Let's see what they want to tell me about him, if anything. They're just saying, enjoy it. Just make your focus fun. And so when it's happening, have fun. When it's not happening, well, have fun anyway. This is about you accepting yourself, accepting your life. It's not about him. It's about you. So make you the important part of it. Does that make sense?
That does. It actually does. And that's kind of where I'm at. It's just whatever. Whatever happens, happens. I have no expectation. It's just like
good.
I have no expectations. If I see you, I see you. If I don't, I don't. And if I want to see you and you're not making time for me, then it doesn't work for me. It's just you. So it's just whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's so that you don't make him more important than you.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right. I agree with you. And literally my top priority is getting this job and putting my heart and soul at it for me. So I do well and I climb the ladder. That's literally my whole focus right about now.
Okay. She wants you to make your top priority being you. Not the job, not anything outside of you, simply being you. Because otherwise you're making the job more important than you, and she doesn't want you to do that either. So make your priority just being you. That's it. Just being you.
That makes sense too, though. That I come first, everything else is secondary, and it has to fall in line.
Exactly.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And whatever happens, just let me be me, and whatever happens, happens organically at that point.
That allows you to just be in the flow. And when you're in the flow, everything happens for your highest good. And you don't have to know how or why or when or anything else. You're simply in the flow.
It was meant for me to talk to you today because you're absolutely right. And that's where I have to stay. It's me, okay? And me is okay. Everything else flows. And if not, it doesn't flow. So I'm always first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear the replay because you have just confirmed things that I know and confirm things that I just need to stay true to. So you have been very, 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 I'm very grateful for this phone call.
And it's also showing that you really are deeply intuitive and you are tapping into the wisdom within you. So do that more. You will find that your life will just get better the more you do it.
I agree. I'm there. I am there. And it's just, I'm right there and I'm about to go over the hill. And I see it. You just confirmed what I've been seeing and knowing. And this is just really all kind of came together in like the last month or so where I don't know what happened, but it's just like I'm so open now in almost all aspects, and I guess I'm ready for all aspects. Took for whatever reason to get here.
Yeah.
So it's if you only knew, it's just so much has lifted off of me, and I'm still in the same position, but so much have just lifted off me. Like I don't have a care in the world now, but I'm in the same place right now. It's just totally different.
Good. Wonderful. Then you're letting go, and that's what you needed to do. Fabulous.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for speaking to me and taking my call. I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you for calling. I just love that you're transforming your life, and it feels so good. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else she wants to say to you. Be you, no matter what. Be you. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are phenomenal. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are loved. You are you. Just be you. Wow. That's what she wanted to tell you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I will listen to the replay and everything. And I'm excited.
Good. Wonderful. Well, enjoy life. And have fun. Don't forget that. Have fun.
Exactly. Thank you. And you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I still love this energy that we're in. And I was reading something the other day, and this man was complaining that sometimes people that you don't know call you dear, darling, honey, sweetheart, and all these other things other than your name. And that's not something that I normally do, but I do it on this show. And I do it because that's what you are. I know your name. I write your name down. But sometimes I'm just guided to call you something very endearing, because that's what you need to hear, because that's what you need to recognize about yourself, that you are loved, that you are valued. It's not just me not knowing your name because I know it. It's you needing to hear something nice about you. And so, if I call you sweetheart or honey or dear or whatever, that's where it's coming from. I'm not diminishing or dismissing your name or your being. It's actually to open you up to more love. Okay. And I've never explained that before, so apparently I just needed to say that today. This has been an interesting show. And the energy that we are in now, because she's still, by she I mean Divine Mother, in case you just joined us, the energy that she is filling this show with is just so... it's amazing. So let yourself just be. Let yourself just accept the energy. And let yourself let go. Let go of anything and everything. Just let go. And this is part of the shifting of the energy of our planet. It's time to let go, so that we can move forward. It's the reason for everything that's been happening. All of the chaos, all of the Donald Trump stuff, all of the election stuff, all of the whatever stuff. It's all a part of letting go of the old, so that we can move into this new energy that is so phenomenal. And is so, it has so much potential for each of us. So just spend some time today just being, just being, just being. And if you want to go into meditation and invite Divine Mother in, she'd be more than happy to be there. And she is saying, you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. It's time to accept that love. Okay, that is the show for today. And now I am going to just lie down and be. I will be back next week Thank you all for listening and calling in and talking and sharing and being. I love you. Bye-bye.